This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Pounding our way into your life, does it not? Another hour of conversation here, welcoming you if you're just coming around to the fact it's Friday, the 21st of September. First day, not really the whole day, but fall begins at some point this afternoon, depending on where you are. Tomorrow's the first full day of fall. We'll celebrate that, certainly, and lots of other things that are good about this season in the year. Speaking of things that are good, you are listening to Doug presenting Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, and Jennifer is going to kick things off, so to speak, with a trending story. Jennifer?
Well, the story is, again, about Christine Ford, who we've been talking about most of the week. Her legal team has now said she might be willing to testify. We didn't think she was going to make it next week for that Monday hearing, but now they said, well, maybe she will. Definitely
so she's
not
setting
Monday,
the terms of this. She's not.
But she's laid out certain terms that she wants to see met. That's right, over this accusation that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her decades ago. Now, among the terms, there are a few of them. Only members of the committee, no lawyers can question her. Kavanaugh cannot be in the room at the same time when she's questioned, and she wants Kavanaugh to be questioned first before he has the opportunity to hear her testimony. Now, I understand that she doesn't want to be in the same room with him. Absolutely, I get that. Okay. It is interesting that she says she doesn't want lawyers and instead wants members of the committee to question her, because what a lot of people have been saying is, if you look back historically to Anita Hill, the optics were awful having a bunch of old white men senators grill this woman who came out with claims against Clarence Thomas. So that one's a strange one. And the other one that I think is almost impossible is that she wants to have him testify first. He has said, or it's his claim, that he doesn't even really remember who she is and doesn't remember, or he denies ever knowing or being at this party that she suggested. So it's difficult. The reason that the prosecution will always lay out the case first is so that the defendant can actually defend themselves. That's how it works in court cases. So it's odd she wants him to go first. I think that's going to be kind of difficult, and I don't know if that's something that the Senate will agree to.
Yeah,
and
well, not
say?
To agree with.
Right? Like, what can
and what
say?
Are they going to ask him? How can they even ask him anything if they don't know what exactly the story is? Because only half of the committee has even looked at the letter that she wrote. The letter that she wrote was given to Dianne Feinstein, who shared it, now we know, with Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee, but only half of them know what's even in the letter. So it's really difficult to ask him really good, thorough questions and get to the bottom of this if he's going first. So I don't know if they'll agree to that, and will that cause further delay? I don't know, but I guess this is where we are at this moment. She may testify, but probably not till Thursday.
Okay, so there's a lot of stuff here, and it's becoming silly in my mind. I want to hear what this woman has to say, and so does everybody else who's got any conscience. The idea that she should set the terms, however, seems to me a little pushing it a little bit far. And the fact that this is becoming a stage show, the lawyers sending notices. And now there's a lady who's come forward named Kate DeVarney, who has been a friend of Ms. Ford for around 13 years. They worked at the same company, and they had a lot of interests, and they became friends. That's what friendship is all about. According to Ms. DeVarney, she reached out to Ms. Ford to get together last August, and it was in that conversation that DeVarney says Ms. Ford confided in her for the first time about being sexually assaulted in high school, did not tell her that it was Brett Kavanaugh. Ms. Ford told her about a letter that she had sent her congresswoman and said, quote, "I was blown away by that." This is Ms. DeVarney saying this. "What struck me was I could feel, I could sense what turmoil she was in. She was really contemplating what it would mean for the details of this to come out. So Mr. Varney, who had known her for a long time, Miss Ford, the two of them together, having a hard time being in the place where she is, and there's no escape route from it, so she says. And this is the reason that she didn't enjoy flying.
That's a very common thing. She's claustrophobic. But a lot of victims of assault become claustrophobic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's not an uncommon thing. And I thought that when she said that she thought this friend said it was very odd that when Ford and her husband were building a house, that she insisted that every room in the house had an exit to the outside, had an exit door. That's extreme claustrophobia. And I'm sure that's why she's been in therapy and talking about being sexually assaulted. Whether it was Brett Kavanaugh who did it or not, I don't know. But I have so from everything I've heard so far, I have no doubt this woman was sexually assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know if it was Brett Kavanaugh or not at this point.
Right. So, having said that, Victoria, thank you for that additional information and those thoughts. I don't frankly know what to think. I don't like the idea that these people, through whether it's the lawyer's ideas or not, are trying to sort of command the situation in a situation that they haven't created. I mean, Kavanaugh created, if it's true, back when he was a teenager. But then I'm not even thinking about Ms. Ford, Ms. Devaney, Mr. Kavanaugh. I'm thinking, why in the hell can't we find somebody who is blemish-free and who will meet the needs of this job and the needs of the country and the needs of the political circumstances that exist today, i.e. that no one on the right believes anybody on the left and yada, yada, yada. Is it that difficult to find somebody? In all the judges, there are thousands
of
judges.
That's saying that you believe that he's guilty. And
no, I'm not. No, I'm not saying he's guilty.
So
I'm
it's
just
hard
saying
to think, can we not find
question.
Someone blemish-free?
Well, but he's not that great a judge anyway, Jennifer.
What?
He's not the quality of some of the other judges who are there.
He is more qualified than any of the
past I said quality.
Nominees.
Quality.
I don't know. What does
quality.
That mean?
Well, it means that he's not. There's nothing outstanding about him. That I can see. I don't feel the same way about
it. He has 300 decisions. Well, yeah. I know how. Look, feeling is feeling, but if you look at facts, there are 300 decisions. He's had over 10-year career. He has worked in a White House. He has got a lot of experience. He checks a lot of boxes. Now, that doesn't mean we don't need to look at these claims. These claims are very serious, and if they are true, I don't want him sitting on the Supreme Court either, because I think people who are willing to rape or pedophiliacs have real issues that don't just go away overnight, and they don't just happen one time. Mm. But that being said, I don't know what making you feel means, because I think that when you have someone who's qualified,
I'll explain. I'll explain. I had the same feeling, and I expressed myself. I can remember. I wish we had some tape of the conversation when Bush appointed Clarence Thomas. I had the same feeling in my gut that he wasn't, and he's proven not to be anything outstanding. He's not a bad judge, He sits there like a bump on a log and doesn't really do a whole lot for the system. There are some who are more engaging, I suppose. Maybe they're more outgoing. Maybe they're more demonstrative.
Like Clarence Thomas, never writes any of the decisions.
Well, I think
you ever notice
one
that?
Last year.
But
one last
it just
year.
Writes a lot.
Yeah. Well, they're not publicized, because that's whenever I see a Supreme write something, it's usually never him.
I wish that, and I felt the same way about Roberts. It was just, and I don't mean it to be the right guys are all softies and the left guys are all great. Why do we even have to have guys from the right and guys from the left, for God's sakes? Why can't we, I'll go back to the same question I asked a few minutes ago, just find somebody who's good, who has made solid decisions.
Is.
Well, no, it's not. It's Kavanaugh's to the right. We got to have somebody. Look at all of the news media, the people who support him. If I read one more story on Newsmax, I'm going to puke about this guy. It's We are destroying ourselves.
The point of the Supreme Court is to not necessarily have someone who's going to be there, be an activist judge on either side. And that's why it's so important to ask those questions. Do you feel that Roe versus Wade is settled law? Do you feel that, you have three, you know, everybody.
But that requires a political answer. It requires a even middle-of-the-road political answer because it's politicized. It's not factualized. The facts. This is what it says. This is what it means, and I'm not jilted by my political concerns.
Who can interpret the law as it was written and not put in their own feelings about the law. That's what makes it really important, that you have someone who's capable of doing it.
Yeah. I find it very frustrating. Okay. Anybody else got anything? Let's just keep moving here, because this is the height of, we're just in the weeds so far. I feel badly for Dr. Ford. I really do. I think that she's in a horrible position. And
well, apparently they had to move out of their house because of death threats. The family's
both
not even
them.
There.
Well, that's the politicizing of this. That's the, I'm right because I'm on the right, and these people, blah, 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 blah.
Well, look at the messages. It's awful. She's almost out of her house, or is out of her house because of death threats. Read the messages that have been sent to Kavanaugh and his wife. They've also been threatened almost to the point of having to leave their home. It's a mess.
Disgusting.
And the bungling of this whole thing. That it's just been handled so terribly.
Well, it's been handled politically. Dianne Feinstein and that bunch, that was more than outrageous.
I didn't know that was her senator. That makes more sense now. I didn't know that. Or her, when she said
that. No, she lives here.
Well, she said, the friend was quoted as saying that she sent it to her congresswoman.
She did. And then the congresswoman handed it over to, I think it was congresswoman, her name's Achu or Cho or something, handed it to Feinstein.
Hmm.
But she's in California, right?
Yeah.
This woman?
She's in California.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Feinstein's our senator, yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay. I was wondering why it got to Feinstein. That was sort of my question from the beginning. Why her?
A couple of reasons. There are a couple of reasons. That being one of them, but there are a couple of others.
But it's not like I didn't know that she was in California either. So
yeah,
it's not like she was in Michigan and then suddenly.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. It makes more sense now that she's in California, because I was wondering why it went to Dianne Feinstein at all. So, okay.
All right, so that's that deal. It's interesting that that's the number one issue this week on the talk radio countdown list of the top 10 items. Let's talk about what's number one with you as you brush your teeth, as you get ready for the day, if you're doing that. Maybe you're already ready for the day, or maybe you're just lollygagging around. But if you're up and about and you're listening to us discuss the issues of the day, things that are going on, and you're looking at your teeth as you brush them, and think, I'd like to have whiter teeth. I want my teeth to look as white as Jennifer Horn's, as white as Victoria Keene's, as white as Kara Schilling, as white as Doug Steffens. Well, you can do that by calling 800-208-1797 and ordering the Power Swabs kit. The kit comes to you with seven of these swabs. It's a tube, and you break it open, and you take the Q-tip out. I'm not going to indulge, ladies. You'll be happy to know at the moment. When I'm talking about this, I get my power swabs out, and I do my teeth so that they will be white and bright for whatever activities I can be involved in. I want to impress my cows on the farm this weekend with my bright white smile, and this is how you do it. Although, Jennifer, you're not coming to the farm to impress the cows. Victoria, you're not. Kara's not, but you can send a picture and I'll show it to the cows.
I would love to see the cows.
Oh,
why not?
Up. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. This offer is not available anywhere else. Not in stores, not online. Only by calling 800-208-1797. You say, what's the offer? The offer is that you buy Power Swabs at half price by using the DJV code. All right? This is Dentist Preferred. Actually, dentists figure this out. Save some money and get your teeth to where they need to be. Nice and white and bright. 800-208-1797. Code DJB. Get your power swabs at half price.
Healthcare. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Passing through the snow on the one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleigh job tonight!
This is so funny for so many different reasons. How many people have figured out already who this is? We know because we've been talking about it. Jennifer and Victor and Karen and I. I have a great regard and respect for this guy. I just said to Jennifer, her father is a great friend of Shatner's. And when I met him at your house, I just found him to be a very sort of purposeful, almost serious guy. But the roles he plays are just lately, not silly so much as tongue-in-cheekish. So anyway, you're listening to him talk his way through Jingle Bells. It's part of his new Christmas album, the first ever Christmas album called Shatner Claus, which is even funnier because he's Jewish. That's one of the things that is very... very good at reading lines. So in this new album, Shatner Claus, he has 13 classic holiday songs with his own spin. And he's got Iggy Pop on with him, Brad Paisley, Judy Collins. I think the guy from ZZ Top. The first release of the album is this. And he's got with him Henry Rollins, the punk artist. I don't know. Let me hear that.
That's
part.
Actually a friend of his.
Is Henry Rollins a friend?
Mm-hmm. Henry Rollins was on his last album, too, or two albums ago. They've worked together before. Brad Paisley also.
Really?
Trying to get to that part, because I don't know if you could hear or not. Our version was a little distorted.
So, the idea here is to have some fun at Christmas. And having Christmas, you got Brad Paisley doing a honky-tonk take on Blue Christmas, Iggy Pop with him on Silent Night.
So fun.
Yeah. Blue Christmas is in this with the Paisley. Let's see here. Little drummer boy with Joe Louis Walker. Don't know who that is. Who's Joe Louis Walker? Anybody know?
That I don't
when you
know.
Get the when you get a call from a producer that says to you, hey, Brad, next time you're in L.A., can you come to the recording studio? We want you to help Bill Shatner do a version of Blue Christmas. Does he know Todd Rundgren from Grunt? Does he know
him? I don't know either.
Guy from...
I'm sure he's friends with all these people. Because
yeah.
I know for sure the ones that he is very good friends with, Henry Rollins and Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
They're frequenters to his Monday Night Football party. Football. So,
right.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have a card game, too?
Not that I know of, but maybe.
Anyway, because the night before Christmas, Mel Collins from King Crimson. I can get that. Let's see, Run, Rudolph, Run, Elliot Easton from The Cars. O Come, Emmanuel with Rick Wakeman of Yes. Silver Bells with Ian Anderson, who is Jethro Tull's lead singer. Rudolph with Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. Silent Night, I told you. 85. Judy Collins is in White Christmas with him. And Feliz Navidad with Danny Bender. That ought to be good to listen to that. So the pieces haven't been all put together yet, so it's not all available. When do you think it's going to be released? Do you know?
I think it's October 26th.
Okay. Just in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to hear something really silly?
Yeah. Okay.
Warm 98 in Cincinnati started playing Christmas music yesterday.
Already? Oh,
wow.
Already.
Come on.
Yeah. I have so much shopping to do.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's not Halloween yet.
Anyway. Some of the Christian stations are playing
Halloween.
Christmas.
We're more than
song,
a month away from
an
Halloween.
I can't. It's all about making the money, getting the audience, getting the ratings. All right, so that's the story of Shatner's Christmas album, 28 at the hour.
Soon my Mr. Wright was.
Environment shaped lives. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The environment plays a role in how we develop. Don't think so? Try sitting in a dirty prison cell in solitary confinement for a week. Think it will have an effect on you? How about going to a posh vacation spot for the same amount of time? Although we are a combination of genetics and environment, there's certainly no doubt that the environment plays a huge role in how we experience the world. So, be mindful of the environment around you. Be mindful of the music you listen to, the visual stimuli that bombard your eyesight most frequently, and the people you listen to and are around the most. Because the environment you live in is playing a role in shaping how you experience and live your life. For more awareness about the world around you, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities are still looking into a possible motive for yesterday's mass workplace shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center in Aberdeen, Maryland. A 26-year-old woman, Snowshia Mosley, fatally shot herself after killing 3 people and wounding 3 others. She's described as a disgruntled temporary worker at that location. Meanwhile, Harford County Executive Barry Glassman says they're going to help Rite Aid pick up the pieces.
Rite Aid's one of our original distribution warehouses in Harford County and a partner that goes back over 20 years, and so we will work with them.
The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when she was a teenager says she will testify next Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Panel, but Monday would be too soon. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To a not so good start, we'll fix that here with entertainment, conversation, hoorah for the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, turning back around to Victoria for this half hour's lead story.
Well, you may see lots of news about credit freezes, and the reason for that is starting today, you can freeze your credit on all three of the major credit reporting sites for free. And this is something that's new. Normally, you have to pay for this. Sometimes it's up to $10 per report. And so the 148 million Americans were affected by that massive data breach at Equifax, which we all talked about last year. Uh-huh. And so Congress amended the Fair Credit Reporting Act to require reporting agencies to freeze reports for no charge. And Equifax is one of the three major ones. It's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. So the best way to protect your identity from identity theft and fraud is to freeze your credit report. What that does is even if your information was breached and sold, if you freeze your credit report, when someone tries to use your information, the lender, whoever they're going to, if they want to open a store credit card, if they want to buy a car, whatever they want to do, they have to run your credit. And so if your credit is frozen, they're not able to run your credit. And so if they can't get a credit report on that information, then at least you'll be preventing new accounts from being opened in your name.
So let's put this to a practical test then, Victoria. Let's say you're buying a new car, and the whatever it is, Audi Financial, Volkswagen Financial, Ford Financial, Yahoo, they go check your credit. Mm-hmm. Are they not going to be able to find out what your credit score is, thus either say yes or no to your
That's
loan?
Exactly it.
So they,
yep.
nobody
they
can find out any information, you freeze it.
Exactly. They come back to you and say, sorry, we're unable to run your credit report. We can't let you buy this car. Or we can't let you open this store credit card or whatever it is. I've had my stuff frozen literally since 5 days after the Equifax breach.
So you tried to borrow money since then?
Mm-hmm. I've opened a few when we moved. I opened up some credit cards for store cards. But you can temporarily unfreeze it. And so you can go back online and you can give a window where you want it to be open. So if you know you're going to be going for a mortgage or a car loan or whatever, you can have a window of where it's unfrozen and then it freezes automatically again.
I'm wondering if some really smart loan company or bank or credit union is going to say when it comes to this, okay, we'll give you a loan. We can't find your credit score, but we'll do it at 1 point over whatever prime is or something like that. You can find out enough about people without going enough about people by just doing a search. Go online, try it for anybody you know, and you can find out whatever you want to know.
But
so maybe it's time for somebody to be a little more creative because the credit unions suck.
Yeah, but what you're talking about, though, we're talking about stolen data. Stolen data. So let's hope that no one does that, because that means they're still opening stuff in your name, in someone's stolen name. So we don't want that. That's not what we're encouraging.
You can prove who you are easily enough. They give you, you have to give them a copy of your driver's license. So they can prove who you are.
No, they can't. Stolen identity is stolen identity. They have a brand new license with their picture on it and Doug Steffen's information. They have your social security number with a card on it that has their name. We're talking about totally
hacked
data information.
Right. And then the world is coming to an end because we can't.
But this is the only. You can protect yourself, and this is the best way to do it. Every cybersecurity expert says freeze your credit.
I am protecting myself.
I'm freezing
my credit, and I have my driver's license, and I have other forms of identification. I'm going today to the Massachusetts Registry to get a Massachusetts driver's license. I haven't had a driver's license for Massachusetts for 30 years. But I want to have that, whatever that stuff
is
that you got to have.
You don't need your credit score for that.
No.
You need your birth certificate or whatever you're going to bring.
Right. This is the enhanced driver. You can do two licenses now. The super enhanced one.
You can fly on that one.
And exactly.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think that this brings to light, though, Victoria, thanks for the story, because it brings to light a lot of issues that we have with not only stolen identity and credit reporting, but bad credit reporting.
But the message here is go online and freeze your credit. It is the best way to protect yourself. You know, my brother went to buy a car 2 years ago, and while they were running his credit, he found out that someone had stolen his identity. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to get into that position. You have to make sure that you're protecting yourself. And I do this for your parents. If you guys are out there and you're listening and you're younger, I did this for my parents, too. And then my mom forgot and went to buy furniture. And they were like, Mrs. Keelan, we can't run your credit. And she's like, oh, it's that thing my daughter did, but that's okay.
I need my life.
Yeah.
My daughter did. Kara, may I turn to you for a moment for a couple of things? Because you are a Baltimorean. I think your family still lives in and around Baltimore, and because you're in D.C., we come to you for all things that happen in that district or in that area. So the fact that three people were killed yesterday at a Rite Aid in the distribution center, in Maryland, the FBI looking for causes for this? What local pitch is there on this shootout from yesterday? Do you have any?
Well, obviously it was a big deal. I mean, I think if you are out of the state and you see it, then it looks like it's, you know, right in Baltimore. It's about 45 minutes northeast of Baltimore City. So it's not really around there. It's in Aberdeen, which is...
Aberdeen. Hard to grace those areas. Yeah, there. You're going 95. Yeah.
Kind of the biggest thing there is the Aberdeen Proving Grounds. So that's where military tests different technology and weapons and stuff in that area. But... I mean, it's hard to know what else to say. I mean, when something like this happens in Aberdeen or in San Bernardino or something like that, it's
that's kind of
the most absurd thing. Is I've gotten so used to seeing and thinking, okay, maybe I have some kind of understanding of what kind of person does this and what has to be going through their mind. It always seems to be kind of young men who have been jilted for some reason, or they're upset about something. But obviously this is a different situation, and they don't really know. I think she was a temporary employee there. People didn't seem to have an issue with her from what I'm seeing, and yet she went and killed three of her employees and then, or three of her coworkers, and then killed herself. So obviously something was going on. But
here's what I want to go back to the discussion we were having with Jennifer a few moments ago. Regarding the mental health, this woman who got let out of jail is certifiable. Obviously, people who do this sort of thing are certifiable. They're insane. So how are they walking on the street? We ask the same question all the time. It doesn't seem to be answered by anybody with any knowledge, the powers that be,
et cetera. Very hard to detain people now.
Yeah, but, you know, the whole state of mental health in this country is... And the way that we take care of it is crazy because, you know, we were talking, so there's this, and there are people who are out walking around and obviously have some major issues, and either they don't realize it or the people around them don't realize it. But we told this story the other day of Hurricane Florence and how there were two women in the back of a police van who died because they drowned when the people driving the van went around a barricade and they went through water and the van started sinking. And they weren't even able to get those women out until because the van was completely covered in water. So they were just left in there for like a day before they were able to get them out. And those women weren't criminals. They were women who had mental health issues who were intentionally seeking help and they were being driven to a mental health facility. Ugh. And so it's just, you know, if that's how people are treated when they do try and do something about their mental health issues, then where do we go from there?
All right, so this ratchets that conversation up because it's a different type of instability. But while we're in Maryland, there's a story floating, pardon the pun, out of University of Maryland at College Park. There's a new diversity support group setting up today at the university. They've created a safe space for white students to discuss their feelings about interactions with racial and ethnic minorities. The group is called White Awake and will help white students who may sometimes feel uncomfortable, confused, before, during, and after interactions with racial minorities, ethnic minorities. That's something going on at the University of Maryland. I'm interested.
Is this a school-sanctioned thing, or is this a separate group?
I do not believe so. I don't think it is a school-sanctioned thing. It's happening there, created by a group
of
students.
With a name like that, that sounds pretty sus.
I've only seen a brief rumor of this. You know, my alma mater, so people are not, at least from what I've seen, I saw one Diamondback, that's the newspaper there, I saw one article about it. Didn't read that much, but... This is a slippery slope to me for obvious reasons, but also there was a murder on the campus a year or two ago of that guy who was in, I think, the Army Reserves, who was just waiting for his bus. He was visiting the campus, and a guy went by and just stabbed him. And the guy who died was black. The guy who stabbed him was white. It was very racially motivated, so I don't know. It's a super diverse campus, and that's one of the reasons why I went there. I don't know if this is a new thing that's popping up on campus. I don't remember having any experience with it when I was there. So, I don't know. I hope that obviously everyone has the freedom of speech and freedom to meet with each other, but it makes me very nervous, and I hope...
If you go to their Twitter page, the Twitter page says, this group offers a safe space for white students to explore their experiences, questions, reactions, and feelings. Members will support and share feedback with each other as they learn more about themselves and how they can fit into a diverse world. I don't know if that's all bad.
Yeah, I think it just...
I wish they had bracketed a little bit better. But I think that's good for everybody. It ought not to be just a white group.
It
ought to be for everybody.
You know, talking and learning and getting better at you know, mixing with different people and becoming friends and blah, 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 that's fine. But as long as they're not just sitting around and talking about how much they hate people who aren't white, it's just, it's very hard to
that's
know what that's
like.
Actually going
yeah.
to be like. Because the description, okay, that sounds
it's pretty
fine.
It's banal of a description, but I don't know.
All right, so that's going on. Let's celebrate today as International Day of Peace Day, created by the UN, the International Day of Peace, also known as World Peace Day, devoted to strengthening the ideals of peace both within us individually and among all peoples of all nations. This is something that I'm not a big fan necessarily of the United Nations, but this is, I think,
Peace Day is good.
Thing. Yeah, it is a good day. It's good. It's a good
day. I don't
know
if it means much or if it does anything,
well,
but hey, it sounds
there's a
nice.
Lot of, well, I mean, there's so much war, so much violence, Jennifer, in the world. It sort of takes all the oxygen out of the world or out of our rooms or out of the news. And this day hopefully will be inspiring as to what we can create together. It's a great song, and it's a Lennon song. I think Lennon McCartney wrote it, but Lennon sings it. Let's Give Peace a Chance. You know that song? Anybody, everybody know that chance?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that song.
I think today in Strawberry Fields in Central Park, there's usually a big moment of silence and a very large gathering for the Imagine Peace Project, which is
12 noon. Started on this day in 1984.
And,
right, and today, you're right. The peace wave around the world is at 12 o'clock local time, where individuals, organizations, things like you've just described, Victoria, people invited to participate in this practical act of peace building. It's something that even at businesses or at school, this would be appropriate, I would think, frankly. Bringing people together is a great idea. Encouraging people to share. That's why I don't have a problem with the white thing. Well, I have a problem with the name at the University of Maryland, but I think it's an idea that everybody ought to embrace, frankly, in every culture, wherever you're from, whatever your country of origin is, whatever your faith is, it's all about understanding what other people think. Not that you have to agree with them. No, that's not what we're talking about. I could not agree with lots of stuff, but I can listen and absorb and try to understand what it is that they're thinking or saying, and that's all this is all about. Listen and learn. You can learn a lot more with your ears open and your mouth shut, because there are two ears for a reason and one mouth. So I think this is, I like, and I love that song. And I like Men and Stuff, Imagine and Give Peace a Chance. I love that stuff, frankly. And speaking of love, I love Jennifer, and it's time for her to tell us about the television options we have for tonight. Jen, what's going on the TV?
A couple of new options tonight on cable. If you have Showtime, you can check out Cradle of Champions. This is a brand new show about journalist Bartle Bull, and it's his first venture into documentary filmmaking with his compelling 2018 account of how young fighters James Wilkins, Nisa Rodriguez, and Titus Williams slowly progressed through the 2015 New York Golden Gloves Tournament, which is one of the most prestigious amateur boxing tournaments in the country. That's Cradle of Champions on Showtime at 8 o'clock. HGTV has a season premiere of My Lottery Dream Home. I'd like to figure that out. They follow people who win both the scratch-off and the regular lottery as they buy and create their dream houses. Then on Sci-Fi, the season finale of Killjoys, which is, according to many critics, television critics, kind of underrated. It's a space adventure, wraps up season number 4 tonight on Sci-Fi. Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah,
it's got creepy
you check
crawly
it out.
Creatures, or is it?
I don't know about that, but I know that it's a space adventure, so I imagine there's something going on the networks tonight. Master of Illusion is
why
new
does everybody
on CW.
Think just because it's in outer space that it's going to be the outer space is full of creepy crawly creatures? All of the things that come from up. You ever notice that? Any show,
know.
Any movie, anything that's about beings from other planets, they all look like octopi. Or they look like some kind of creature from the Black Lagoon.
Well, they're alien. We don't know what they look like, so we have to make them
creepy.
Well,
so why make
creepy?
Them look creepy? All right, one other quickie here, Jennifer.
All right, Masters of Illusion, new tonight. Dean Cain hosts that, followed by a new episode. Ooh, What Would You Do? Is new tonight on ABC at 9
10
o'clock.
Before the hour.
Mm-hmm. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Now, time for us to review the top technology stories of the week, as is our tradition and our passion at the moment. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. She's going to go from number 5 to number 1, and that's pretty well organized, Victoria. Thank you very much for going from 5 to 1, starting at 5, in fact.
Well, you do love a countdown, so hey.
I do love a countdown.
Instagram has announced that it's starting a new campaign to help encourage users register to vote. They're going to be using ads in both users' feeds and in their Instagram stories to offer an easy link with information on registering. And to provide accurate voting information, Instagram partnered with TurboVote, which promises up-to-date information on how to register, how to update your registration if you've moved, and how to look up your state's voting rules and deadlines and elections. Times and all that good stuff. And additionally, Instagram is planning to offer I Voted story stickers, electronic stickers that you can brag to all your friends that you did your civic duty. So you'll also get links on Get to the Polls, and you can help people who follow you find their polling locations.
All right. That's not bad. Kind of an interesting way to get involved.
It's definitely the right way to reach the next generation, if that's
you're
what
you're
right trying
about
to
that.
Do.
So, yep. Yeah. Number 4 is a focus on something new from Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Amazon's Alexa is planning to introduce as many as 8 new Alexa-powered smart home devices later this year, and they're getting into your kitchens now. A microwave oven that's powered by Alexa. They're also going to be doing some in-car gadgets and some higher-end home audio gear, including amplifiers, receivers, subwoofers, and Amazon is going to detail this later this month. They're still trying to keep this a little bit under wraps. And because Apple always does their big announcement in the beginning of September, so Amazon's going to do something at the end of the month. And so this is not going to be under the Amazon Echo line of products. This is actually going to be branded as Alexa. And they're going to go head-to-head with GE, KitchenAid, LG, and Samsung when it comes to appliances in your kitchen. So you can tell Alexa to power up your microwave.
How about them apples?
Alexa,
number
make me
three.
Popcorn.
Alexa, get me to Doug Steffen. Android phones are the focus of the number three story this week, counting down to number one.
Right. Earlier this year, Google conducted tests to provide better location information when people are using their cell phones to call 911. And in the past, this has been on the cell phone carrier to provide the actual data of where someone is when they're calling on their cell phone. But so many people only use cell phones now that emergency services has decided it's really time to have some better location data. And so now, Google, if you have an Android phone that is 4.0, or newer, then every time you call 911, your information will be provided, your location information will be automatically provided to the emergency call center wherever you are. T-Mobile has partnered with Rapid SOS, and so they are making sure that they have, at this point, over 100 million Americans will be covered with up, and they've gotten it down to like within 120 feet of where you actually are. So that's great news. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to do anything. It will automatically be up to date from now on.
Yippee! Number two on our way to number one on the list of important technology items this week is a focus on the new Apple Watch.
Yeah, the new Apple Watch has really gotten a lot of buzz since Apple had their big unveiling of their annual unveiling of new products. The iPhone X, they have a new XS and XS Plus, which is going to be the largest iPhone screen at 6.5 inches. But really, the Apple Watch Series 4 has taken all the spotlight, and for good reason. It's the first FDA-approved device to test your heart, and this is has a built-in ECG, that's an echocardiogram machine, a mechanism that's built into the Apple Series 4 watch. And so what you can do, it can detect heart rhythms, it can detect a low heart rate, and it can also tell you if you have AFib, and that's going to be huge for so many people. So that's probably the best thing that I think Apple has come out with in a really long time.
All right, number one, this is the President of the United States.
Well, it's the presidential alert, and it is the emergency test that FEMA has been warning. They've been saying that they're going to do this. It's now been pushed to October 3rd at 2:18 in the afternoon. Wherever you are, you will get an Amber Alert, a test. It's called the presidential test, and so you'll get a text message on your cell phone if your phone is on.
Swell.
And it's just a test.
Yes, only a test of the emergency broadcast system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Good job, Victoria. Thank you for being here. This is,
not a test.
No, it isn't. It's 59 past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.